everybody, and welcome back to Blanket Talk. Here's Spencer. Where's Wyatt?
His mouth is covered, because apparently he talks too much before we start the podcast.
You don't allow me to start the podcast, because you don't allow for a break, because you keep mouthing off, Wyatt.
I always get so much to say before we start, and then I forget it all.
While we go and actually record?
Yeah. Forget all my good ideas.
All your good ideas. Like, one of them was you just picked up my airsoft gun and pointed it right at me.
It wasn't even on.
The safety wasn't on. Did you turn that off?
Wait. If I turn the safety off, will it shoot?
No, the safety was off for I don't know what reason. It doesn't work. The
it doesn't even work?
It's the principles, why? It's the principles of you aiming the gun at me.
I don't even know it's a gun. It doesn't even look like a gun.
That doesn't look like a gun. Space. Pass me that gun right now.
Where? What gun? I don't see
it. Pass it to me.
This black shape?
Look at this.
Metallic.
Yeah. Flip this out. Does it look like a gun yet?
I mean, depends on where you're from.
Earth. We're from Earth.
Okay, then in that case, yes. Yes, it looks like a gun.
It does look like a gun. I'm going to leave this over here.
I bet you thought you weren't allowed to have guns in Canada. Wrong.
Airsoft guns.
Airsoft guns.
That's what our military uses.
Oh, that was a good save. Wait, oh, wait. I didn't even...
Were the Americans supposed to know that we only use BB guns? Shit.
The Hawaiians, they're going to get us.
The Hawaiians are going to get us.
They're gonna
like, it's the only part of the U.S. that's, like, not touching us, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean...
They can take us over
take
easy.
Take us by surprise.
So,
coconuts.
We're on episode 15. Mm-hmm. A pretty insignificant milestone, if I've ever seen one.
This is the greatest day of my week.
Is it, Wyatt?
Yeah.
Because this isn't even usually record week. You were real busy yesterday, so I've heard.
I cooked dinner, and I went to the grocery store, and I did homework, and I read some things for homework, and I went to the grocery store, and I cooked dinner.
Oh, God. You tell your mom, this is when I got to record. She says, you said you got to do this.
No, I
have
a mom. Stop telling them things about me. They'll find me on the internet.
Oh, my wordy birdie. All right. Well, just to, like, set as a premise, this is Blanket Talk with Spencer and Wyatt.
Yep.
I would give it a rough 99% of people know who we are.
Probably. I mean, if you're a minute and a half into this video and you don't know who we were.
Good on ya.
Congrats.
And this is the talk where we really just talk about whatever we want. We have a couple segments right through the way. One of them is trains. We might get to trains. We might not. I'm not going to spoil nothing.
Did you forget to breathe there a little bit?
Sorry, I coughed in your direction. We promised.
We definitely,
I know.
We should get some tape. Make a line.
Over your mouth.
Wow, that was actually pretty good timing.
Boom.
Nice joke.
Thank you.
For that one. Feelings were a little hurt, but then I can just hide behind.
So you got any content for me?
The mic. Yep.
Any You did it again. You did it again where you set yourself up like you should have something that you actually have
but
nothing.
But I gave you the eyebrows.
Yeah, like right after you said that, yes, I have something. Like, what do you want me to say? Like, you have something, you go, okay,
we don't have time for that.
Let's leave that for when the mic's off.
Yeah, maybe.
Because we should do that because you don't ever have anything.
Well, I don't even know why you asked.
Oh, goddamn, Wyatt.
I have content. I had to talk about my day.
Can you make it an interesting story?
If I make some parts up, yes.
Or quip.
They probably won't even be able to tell what's made up and what's not.
Let's hear it.
All right. So I wake up, breakfast.
Is this today?
Cereal.
Is this today?
And a banana. I totally had cereal and a banana for breakfast. Not just cereal. But yeah, who cares about that? I got to go out to spend the day with some other art students.
What do you mean art students?
They were like Emily Carr or something or other program with
NIC. What do you mean
NIC?
Other art students? You're not an art?
Yeah, just some other students. Then I added an art because that's what they were.
Oh, so that's the line part. Gotcha.
Yeah. Well,
I picked up on it, sorry.
I just made the mistake, but sure. We'll pretend that I did.
Some Emily Carr University?
But they're from NIC, but they're going to Emily Carr after? I don't know.
So they're NIC students.
Yeah, they're NIC students. But they said they were out from Emily Carr, so good.
Was Kay Leslie in that?
No. Does she do art at NIC?
Sure does.
I mean, Emily
Me Carr. And Noah were going to do some nude modeling for them, and Kay Leslie was
in the class, and you're like, oh, never mind.
Yeah, but Noah didn't follow up on that, so, oh, it's not me, it's him.
I remember you guys talking about that. I was like, idiots.
What do you mean, idiots? $300?
I mean...
$300 for an hour.
I guess so.
You'll never make that much money in your life.
I made... Yeah, probably not.
$300.
I was going to say I made $15 an hour one time, and I was like, wait, that's less than five. $300
an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, dang it. And we went down to the estuary, the river basin, where the freshwater meets the saltwater.
Mm-hmm.
Talked to some people from David Suzuki Foundation, Project Watershed, and the First Nations, Comox First Nation.
Got anything to liven it up? You found a dead body, or...
Yeah, no, I just can't lie like that. But we did find two dead bodies.
Whoa!
Yeah, one of them was Superman.
Oh my goodness.
And the other one was Kesha.
Oh, wow!
You know that scene in her music video when she wakes up in a bathtub?
Yeah.
She was like,
I see the sun. That's the music video?
That's the music video?
It's TikTok. Gotcha.
Yeah, and she was in a bathtub, and Superman was there, and his laser eye vision was stuck on because he was dead. It was like...
I saw that.
Yeah.
Going up into the sky.
Yeah. Anyways, they won't be able to tell what's real or not, eh? Probably not.
No, our listeners are stupid. Like, real dumb.
Big dumb. Wait, should we be saying this?
Yeah.
Yeah?
They won't get it.
All right. Do they speak English? Big baby language.
Okay. All of our listeners are like Pakistani. They don't even know how to speak English.
Don't even know what we're saying. That's why they get all the jokes.
Maybe you gotta plan ahead a little bit, Wyatt. Like, I'm not saying that I don't want to hear about you going to an estuary and talking to the David Suzuki Foundation. I'm not saying that I don't want to hear that. I'm just saying that I don't want to hear it now and waste other people's time while doing so.
Well, we got to look at the mud.
At the mud, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you see some microbes?
No, they're microbes, so you can't see them.
Yeah, you can. If there's enough microbes, it makes them a macrobe.
Nice.
Or a major crobe.
Oh, actually, the Comox Estuary is a super estuary.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. They just like to
it's a larger there. Than normal estuary?
It's 2,000 hectares.
It sounds like they just made up that term for themselves.
I don't know what a hectare is relative to a kilometer squared. Do you know?
I think it's a little bit... I think it's like twice as big as an acre.
I have no idea what an acre is.
Me neither. Don't go off what I say, but like I said, our listeners are very, very stupid, so...
And they don't even speak English.
So they won't know what a hectare is.
Yeah, it is. I was just trying to rhyme. All right. We've hit a dead end.
No.
We've hit a roadblock.
I'm literally just waiting for you to ask me about my day.
Oh, really?
It's like you're so goddamn self-centered over there. Right, you're closed off, arms and legs are crossed. Only my legs are crossed. Do you know what you do when you cross both your legs?
You protect...
The left and right side of your brain are now, like, going back and forth.
They're mixed.
Yeah, they're mixed. They're like, suddenly talking to each other like they weren't before.
Yeah, now you're all smart. How was your day, Spencer?
I don't know, Wyatt.
You went to... The tippy top.
That's unimportant. Oh, that's just blib blab. But yesterday, two days ago was
didn't
good.
Didn't even want to give me heck for not asking about his day. Doesn't even want to.
No, but I'll tell you about it.
Okay.
Gosh, I told you about how I was wanting to do some stuff with my camera, and I got a bunch of new camera filming equipment. And you're looking at things like, "Wow, look at that! Wow, Spencer!
I mean,
wow,
you're so amazing!" Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
Yeah. And I want to do some stuff with it, one of which is going to be I'm going to be putting together a fundraiser for I'm not sure what, and then put together a video for it. And I was looking through a bunch of associations and places that I could donate all this money to, and then the Mount Washington, it's like the Sports Society or something along that line, they came up and they basically sponsor athletes and kids, like, you know, they're usually teens.
Mm-hmm.
And all their travel costs and accommodation costs and competing costs.
Cool.
To go and compete.
They pay for the little number signs on their chest?
They do, yes. That is included into the contest cost.
Wow.
And I spoke with the head chairman of the board, and she was like super nice, and I told her about my idea, and I basically want to be the first chair up and the last chair up. And it's kind of... It's going to be a little bit tough because when you think of skiing for 12 hours, do you see that as a challenge?
12 hours?
Yeah, do you see that as a big challenge?
If you're not backcountry, no. You're just on the...
Yeah. Well, I don't... When I hear it, I don't really see it as a big challenge, mm-hmm. which is tough to get across, but I'm going to be really skiing. Like, I'm going to have events set up. I'm not going to go in for lunch. I'm not going to sit down for a little bit unless I'm on the chairlift just, like, constantly skiing. So it is going to be tiring, and hopefully I can get that across in the video. But I'm really looking forward to that. The girl that I talked to was, like, super nice and welcoming, and it sounded like it would be a really good fit to do a charity for.
Wait, so she's a woman, so she'd be the head chairwoman. I'm just kidding. That's not my question. Wait, so...
I guess so.
You'd be filming them all day long? Kind of the...
No, like, other people would be filming me. Like, I'd probably invite my brother down, probably get Brady down.
Okay. And then, is this for one day?
Yes.
And then it would just be a video of you skiing
from 9 to
12
9.
Hours?
No, it wouldn't be a continuous video. I'd just make highlights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. I really look forward to it. And I mean, like, I'll tell you when it is, and you can come up and ski, and you'll, like... I'll be like, here's my friend Wyatt, and then you'll have like five frames. I'll give you five frames.
High
five,
and I'll give you a high five back.
Yeah, I'll give you Sweet. Five frames, which is like okay. I mean, I'm shooting 30 frames per second, so you're getting like a sixth of a second.
So I'll be like, you might see like,
here's my friend Wyatt. That's it.
I feel like you can.
For all of those who couldn't hear, that was me saying, "Here's my friend Wyatt."
All the Pakistanis. I feel like they still couldn't hear you, even if
they know. They know our names. That's it.
They know I have a mom next to you. Oh mm-hmm. boy, cool. I like it. Fundraiser, make money. You're like, I want to make a video for a fundraiser, but I don't have a fundraiser to make a video for, so I'm gonna make a fundraiser.
It's a little bit backwards.
Yeah, no, it's good,
but it's not meant to take the heart out of me raising the money for the fundraiser. I think this is a really good fit. It's a really good time for them because they just put up the new Sports Society building. I guess it's like I don't know what they actually call it, the one across from the Raven Lodge.
That's probably what they call it.
The Sports Society building.
Across from the River Lodge.
Full name. And so they're having to, like, pay off the mortgage of that, so they're not being able to put as much money into...
Paying for the little signs
paying
on the
for
chest.
For the little signs on the chest of all the kids. Yeah. And so I'd be like, all right, I'll raise, like, $2,000 for you and give four kids $500 grants or
Sweet.
Sponsorships. Which, I mean, they said they usually only sponsor, like, five or six kids a year.
Wow.
So I'll be doing, like, the majority of that. And then they won't have to worry about that. All the money would go to that. But now I just need people to donate. How much would you donate? How much? Sorry, I'll rephrase the questions. How much are you going to donate?
You see, like, here's what I want to say. I want to say, like, $10, right? But I'm not going to say that because I haven't had a chance to read your face and maybe like, oh, how much is Brady donating? And then like see like what you say about what he donates. So if he says, you know, $12, like, what an ass. I mean, a butt. What a butt.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, just to give you a little bit of a hint about it, I'm either going to donate $1 for every run that I do, or between $100 or $200. Keep in mind on the head of it, you know.
So you're already
don't
donating.
let my money influence your decision.
Yeah, I'm still gonna donate $10.
$12 though.
You can put me down for $10.
You know what? You still owe me some money for our Podomatic account.
I thought I already paid for that.
You paid for 1 month of it. I think we're like 3 months in.
It's been 15 months. Wait, no, it hasn't.
No, no, no. That's not right.
You could probably just go with that, though.
Yeah. 15 times 5. Give it to me. No, I'm not worried about that.
I don't have a calculator with me.
We can't. We can't do that kind of math.
75.
Oh.
Look at that.
All right. We've been riffing enough. You guys have heard about our days enough. We don't have regular segments per se.
For se.
But I thought we should talk a little bit about 2015.
Yeah. The year. It went by. That was 2016.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. How was the year for you? Just give me a general overlook.
Okay. January 1st.
Don't I
No. All right.
Classic you. How's your day? First. So, I got up, right? Okay. And then I had cereal, right? And a banana.
I was going to tell you what I had for breakfast on January 1st, 2015, but then I realized I don't remember. So, that's a lame. That was good. basically went from one schooling situation to another. Had a good summer. Had a huge progression in life, about a year's worth.
Yeah, even though that you were like demoted schools, you still have a better education right now.
Yeah, I think so. Now I'm like the leading edge, my instructor is anyways. And now I'm very passionate about it now, so it's good.
Good stuff.
Liking, loving what I'm doing.
Nice.
Plus, started making a podcast with my buddy Spencer.
Woo!
And it's been going pretty well.
It's a hot topic, I hear.
I gotta say, under the blankets.
We're still...
People talk about it.
Did you plug in my...
Beep.
No, that's okay.
I didn't plug in the mic.
I must say... Shit, you forgot about that. This is the one day I told you that you could set up. 2015 was quite a dud for me.
Yeah?
I mean, it's, you know, still good, but it was a dud.
A dud?
It was a dud for me.
The bad potato?
Yeah.
Green potato.
That's a pretty raw potato.
Well, sometimes it's just green because they're bad, because they're duds.
Oof.
Why was it a dud?
It just was. not as much progression as I would have liked to seen. Just kind of like things like, it was really exciting launching my company, but the company didn't launch the way I wanted it to. Mm-hmm. You know, no one knew about it. No one wanted to give me money and take them on tours. And yeah. So I didn't get any customers.
Yeah.
You know, so right. From June to now, I've only had inquiries. And right now I'm focusing on other things, and so I'm not too concerned about the company.
Mm.
I'm not really putting any time into it. But hopefully, once a couple of these things that I'm focusing on now blow over, I'll, who knows, redo the website and everything like that. But it's just kind of like filled with those kind of things where I, you know,
you gotta work
2015, I was like wanting to go to university, wanting to start... How far back are we talking here? When did we grad? 2014?
Yeah, June.
Yeah, so like June 2014. By that point, I'd already applied to industrial design and at Carleton University, and that was what my plans were for 2015. Didn't get in.
Mm.
2015 was a dud.
They missed out.
But that's okay, because I'm very, very optimistic about 2016.
Now you got this cool other thing.
I got a couple of things that I'm really excited about. I'm going to be, at the end of this year... statistics show and are leaning towards and in my favor that I'll be on in Toronto by,
exactly.
by next year.
You're
this
working
year,
the net
by the end of this year.
To network.
I sure
that doesn't
am.
Really fit in there, but I thought nope. of it 5 years ago and I was like, that's really cool.
Putting the net in networking.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I'm definitely looking forward to it.
I don't think a year can be a dud.
Sure.
I think, you know.
No, but it was.
You grow. Maybe you don't grow... financially?
I mean, sure, I grew.
Or maybe physically?
or you know, mentally or emotionally?
No,
or...
that's the other thing I was going to say. You grew mentally and emotionally.
Like, what happened this year? We lost, like, all of our friends.
No, we didn't lose them.
We lost, like, all
they
of our friends.
They just went away.
We lost all of them.
They're still our friends. They still like us.
How's Owen doing?
He's good. He's still far away, though. Yeah, everyone went away.
But you never think of the past, darling. It distracts from the now.
You may not be Yoda.
that's not Yoda.
I think that's the quote.
That's not Yoda.
I've seen those movies.
I know the voice actor of who I was.
Is Yoda in the next one? Don't tell me. No spoilers.
You mean in
it.
This one?
Yeah, that one. Don't tell me. I don't want to know. I don't know why I asked. He's dead. Maybe he's come back.
Yeah, Yoda dies in episode 6.
What?
6.
I just told you I haven't seen it.
Episode 6?
I just told you I haven't seen
episode
it.
Episode 6?
Yes. Wow.
Get on it.
I think he died in episode 5. I'll start episode 6.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. It's not like I just watched it like 3 weeks ago or anything.
Yeah, whatever.
Which I actually did. What was I on about?
You said 2015
blah,
was
blah,
a
blah,
dud.
Blah, blah, 2015 was a dud. 2016 is pretty
like,
good.
But our friends all died.
Yeah, a couple of them disappeared.
Yes.
But I thought it'd be fun to go over some of the highlights of 2015.
Mm.
You know? Mm-hmm. That has nothing to do with us and our daddy lives.
Nice.
I have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 categories here. and we're going to go through them. I'm going to give them to you now so you can kind of like maybe think up some in your head that, I potentially don't have on these lists.
All right. I'm a thesaurus,
so I have.
So it wouldn't be a problem.
Best movie.
I mean, glossary.
Best movie of the year. Best news story.
Okay.
Biggest sports achievement.
Okay.
More specifically, action sports.
Okay.
Viral videos of 2015. Viral videos of 2015. Viral video of 2015. The fall of a celebrity and the rise of a celebrity in 2016. Those are two separate categories.
Who died? Who was born?
All no, right. Not quite.
No?
No, not at all. Just kind of like whose popularity rose.
Robin Williams.
Whose popularity...
Plundered.
Plundered.
Plunished.
How dare you bring up Robin Williams?
I'm sorry.
I wasn't even like... I mean, I was a fan, but I wasn't like a huge fan. It was still a bummer.
Yeah, it's a big bummer.
So let's jump right into it. I want to start with viral videos. Now, I know, Wyatt.
I just started thinking about that.
I know that you haven't really seen a lot of internet content. And so I went through and put together a list.
That was very diplomatic.
And then I showed you all of them.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Earthquake upstairs. Whoa, crash. Hold on. Boom. If this place crashed down, we'd be stuck in here for months.
Oh, God.
Together.
I had to get out. No.
So I showed you all the viral videos on our list. Have you seen any of them?
Before?
Yes.
I think I saw the one about love.
Okay, good.
I'm a sappy dude.
So I have the Why You Always Lying. Now, this is actually a Vine video, but it was just good enough that I wanted to put it on. And it was just like that guy is a black guy in like this powder blue dress shirt, and it says, it's captioned like, when the girl says she's got a hot friend for you, and then it's just this guy dancing with an over music of like, why you always lying? Why the fuck you lying? Oh my god. That was pretty good.
It was really funny. I laughed. I liked it.
I'm gonna keep that in mind. Then we have, like you said, the love has no labels.
That was good. Well, you kind of skipped the whole thing.
Look, all right, it was a 3.5-minute video. I don't have that kind of time.
I had no emotional connection to anyone in that video.
But you had seen it before.
Yeah, I did. And I think I cried the first time. Yeah. I mean, I think I appreciated it.
This is just the video where the guy, where like some company or whatever set up this screen with, it looked like an X-ray machine, but it was just, you know, like a
how did they do that? Do you think it's an actual X-ray?
No, I don't think it's an actual X-ray machine.
Well, did they just, like, pretend there's actually no one back there dancing and they just pop out? Yeah,
that's exactly what I think.
That actually sucks.
I know, it's real dull.
I just thought of that right now.
And then it's just like skeletons, like, dancing together and, like, kissing and stuff like that. And then people pop out each side and it's like...
They probably weren't even kissing!
And it's like an interracial couple or, like, a gay couple, you know, or, like, a really old couple or a disabled couple.
Do you think any of them even loved each other?
And then it was like, love has no boundaries!
Or they're just actors.
No, I think they actually did love each other.
God, feel better.
You're goddamn heartless, Wyatt.
Pessimist.
Sounds pretty good. Number three, we have Duck Army. That one was a pretty classic when it came up. It really went around. These are like the little squeaker ducks that you kind of, I don't know, throw out to attract ducks or something like that. And if you squeeze it, it just kind of goes, and then there's a big container of them, and a guy just pushed down on all these things, and they all just scream like that at the same time.
Oh my god, it was awesome.
Good one.
Look at the bar on the screen.
Oh, that's good. That's gonna suck. I apologize.
Oops.
Number four, we have Speed Wobble. It's a kid that goes down the slide, and he starts, like, gripping on either side, and he just starts, like, hitting his head against the left and the right side. Just pop, 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 pop. And then he gets off, and he just, like, touches his head and goes... And the dad starts laughing. Oh, that's a good one.
I'm crying.
Next is the backhand ping pong shot.
Oh my god,
simple
impressive.
Enough, a guy like kind of like made a shot and then the other guy thought he was going to go to the forehand, but he went to the backhand and he spun around backwards and then blind shotted it and made an awesome killer shot. Go look
like
it up.
Misses,
backhand ping pong
it.
Shot. I think it's under
trick
ping
shot.
Pong trick shot. Yeah. And then finally, you got a cigarette.
What a rude woman.
I don't know if that one was set up, but it still makes me laugh.
It's like the first lady who wants a cigarette seems like it could be real. The second lady sounds set up.
I agree.
Yeah, in the car, she's like, oh, we don't smoke.
Yeah. Hey, you got a cigarette?
We don't actually smoke.
Fuck off!
Yeah. She storms off.
Yeah.
In a huff.
That was okay though.
She's got a big ball.
Do you have a winner of that?
You know what I think.
Duck Army.
Duck Army.
Duck Army.
Quack 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 quack.
There's a funny bit about the Duck Army. Adam Savage from the Mythbusters, he loved it. He loved the Duck Army. And so he ordered like 25 of them. And then he made a contraption where it holds them all down and you can pull a pin and throw it. And then all these ducks scatter everywhere and like go. And he calls it his Duck Army Grenade.
Oh my God.
So we have a couple more to go through. So let's get to the biggest sports achievement, most specifically in action sports. Now this one I was pretty much able to write down myself because I follow a lot of this.
I can think of one right now though. So maybe I'll share it after.
No, share it now, please.
When I beat Leah at squash.
I'll put that
down. It's probably the biggest squash match of the year.
Wyatt and I beats just Leah in squash.
Decimated her.
Decimated.
Wyatt decimated Leah. Destructor.
I like it.
Yeah, okay.
I did a little bit of research on this.
I won.
Listen
not
up.
Not Leah.
Listen up, pal.
I don't know how many times I have to say this. No one believes me.
So I wrote down a lot of these because I know a lot of them, but I did a little bit of research and I must say I was almost in tears. I was almost in tears researching the biggest sports achievement.
Really?
In a bad way.
Oh.
I have a big peeve, and I'm going to just let it out really quickly now because people are probably wanting to get onto it. Whenever I look up sports like compilations and stuff like that, it's always the People Are Awesome 2015, you know? Most Extreme Sports compilation 2015. And I swear, like 90% of them weren't within the last 2 years. They get videos from, like, so long ago. And I know them, right? Because they're big parts, you know? It's like the long-distance ski snowmobile jump where you jump like 361 feet, right?
Yeah.
And that was from, like, 2012, 2011. Don't put that in this compilation. It pisses me off to no end. That's why I was almost in tears. Because new things would come up, like, that's from 2012. That's from 2010. This is from this video. That was not even close.
Yeah. I just think those videos are dumb because, like, they'll show some crazy, like, basketball trick shot or, like, this crazy snowmobile jump. And it's like, whoa, that was amazing. He just jumped off a building into a pool and did, like, 5 backflips. And then they just cut to, like, some girls in bikinis jumping off, like, 30-foot cliff. It's like, how is that?
Well, that's the thumbnail, you see. That's how they get you, Wyatt.
Yeah, but, like, every second one, it's just like...
You're watching the wrong videos. It
looks good doing something lame.
You probably don't know, but a lot of you probably know about one of them or so. Triple moto backflip. Somebody landed a triple backflip on a motorcycle.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's like the first time ever?
Yeah, this is at Travis Pastrana's house. Travis Pastrana was the first person to do a double backflip, and it was in competition nonetheless. And this one was just, it was insane. Just
at his house.
So dangerous. But he landed it first try, and he was all good. Number two was quadruple BMX backflip. That's a lot of flips.
That's 4.
That is 4.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Took math.
I think that one took a little bit more than one. I think there was 2 people that were trying it at the same time, and they were friends, but in 2 different locations. And that was also put up by Nitro Circus, who's also the people who put out the triple moto backflip.
They're the only people doing good backflips now.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
And they got the big jumps, so they did the quadruple BMX backflip. Next is the triple BMX front flip.
Oh, so they only do 3 front flips, but they can do 4 backflips.
Yeah, but you rotate with the jump, so you can get a lot more. Sense. And it's also, you're landing sketchy. This one is really impressive because it's by Nitro Circus as well. There was 3 guys that were trying it on the same jump at the same time. The person who landed it the first time, his name's Ryan Williams, and he's a professional
How dare you bring up Ryan Williams?
Is that a Robin Williams joke?
Yeah.
Bad, Wyatt.
Sorry.
The impressive thing about this guy landing the triple BMX front flip is he's not a BMX biker. He's a scooterer. He's a professional scooterer.
Wait.
And he's just really good at BMX as well. So I guess you could consider him being good at both.
He is good at both.
It's toasty in here.
Really?
Yeah. And so, like, the professional BMX guys are, like, trying as well. And then the scooter guy comes along and lands it, like, 3rd try.
You guys haven't done this yet?
Oh, come on. You got to go step it up.
Come on.
So that was pretty good. Next is the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. I just wanted to put it in there. It was massive.
Okay.
You don't know it?
No.
Yes, you do.
No.
Floyd Mayweather.
No.
Manny Pacquiao.
Pink Floyd?
It's the big boxing match that happened. Big boxing match. It made them the highest earning anybody last year. Both of them.
Anybody?
Yeah. They've...
like more than Bill Gates? I'm definitely lost.
No, they're making insane amounts of money.
For this one match?
Yeah.
Are they both really good?
Like you know how long a boxing match is?
You got like 3 rounds, right?
It's more than 3 rounds. Five? It's like 10.
10?
It's like 10 rounds at 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And so in that 30 minutes, he made $400 million. That's Floyd Mayweather. And Manny Pacquiao. I know, right? I'll fight him, knock me out in 2 seconds. I'll still make a lot of money. Then this one's the world record cliff jump. Somebody broke the world record for jumping off a cliff into water.
How many meters?
58.8 meters.
Damn, how many feet is that? That's like 300 times. Yeah.
200 meters?
Carol. 200 feet.
200 feet. I watched the video. Scary. He gets up to 123 kilometers an hour, and he's in the air for 3.3 seconds. Right, so jump. Hope I counted that right. Yeah. My legs! Oh, my legs! It's like concrete.
It must be at that point. How does he do that?
It's funny. He had a flap on his butt, which makes me happy because it's like water's going to shoot up his butt. He had like a loose padding. Huh. And finally, weird. This one's a little bit odd, but it's flying. I put down as flying beside a plane. There's jetmen. They're called jetmen.
Oh.
And they have like, it's not the wingsuit guys. They have like full wings that come off them.
With little boosters.
And they have, yeah, boosters on them. They can. Yeah. And in the United Arab in the United Arab Emirates, there's a plane airline called Emirates.
Uh-huh.
And they decided to... You shut up, computer. You shut your mouth.
Cut it out. Okay, see, we're busy.
All right, I got it. Airline, I shut it.
All right. I was going to tell the story for you, but...
The Emirates, they put out a commercial where one of their planes was flying, and then they flew, like, right beside it. Whoa. Like, within, you know, probably, like, 200 feet, which is super close. Like, that's insane how much coordination we have to go into. They're, like, banking and stuff like that, right? Right over Abu Dhabi.
Wow.
Not Abu Dhabi. Not Dubai.
Cool the snowbirds. They're closer than that. That's, like... couple centimeters.
Out of those ones that I chose, which one do you think won?
Me and Leah's ultimate destruction squash match. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Wait, I forget. Okay. Boxing match? No. Who cares? That's a lot of money though.
The plane flying beside, get that.
I would
out of
say
there.
The front flip, but then they didn't do as many backflips. But then I think the scooter guy doing the backflips is pretty cool.
Front flips.
Dang it. Okay. Cut that out. Doesn't happen. I think the motocross one.
I think so too. That's a heavy bike.
Yeah.
That's a heavy bike to whip around for three rotations.
That's insane. So dangerous.
Very, very dangerous. Yeah. All right, next. There's two out of our...
Six?
Yeah. Okay, let's get through these ones. See when we can go through quickly. Okay. The rise of a celebrity.
All right.
I have Miles Teller.
All right. I know nothing about him except for his name.
Have you seen Whiplash?
Yes. Is that about skating? Roller skates? No.
That's called Whip It.
Oh, close.
That's the one. Yeah, that's Whip It with the girl who came out to be lesbian. That's who I know.
Cool.
No, he was in Whiplash. He's in the most recent Fantastic Four movie.
They have a recent one of those?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
With some big cast members.
Wow.
Including Miles Teller as Mr. Fantastic. Then we have Natalie Dormer.
Oh, I loved her in...
Shut up, Wyatt.
Natalie Dormer, a movie.
Dormer.
The movie.
Dormer.
That's what I said.
Arguably, she was popular before this. I put her in it. She's also just happens to be the only woman in this. But she
I had to get that in there.
She's like everyone's crush, except for yours.
Maybe I have a crush on her. I just don't know what she looks like. Guardians of the Galaxy.
That was 2014.
Oh, dang it.
But that boosted him up to this year, you know, where he's in Jurassic Park, and I think that was it. But I Google Trends all these people,
mm-hmm.
and Google Trends just, like, sees how often people Google people, and he was, like, twice as much in 2015, so I count it.
Wow.
John Oliver.
Last Week Tonight.
Yes.
I know some of these people.
Why is that thing still beeping?
Shut up, computer. You don't get to take over the world until the 22nd century. So.
And again, he was popular in 2014, but more popular in 2015. Next, The Weeknd.
I know that name. They're a band?
No. He's a guy.
Oh, yeah, he is.
He's got the fun hair.
Yeah, I remember now. He's got that crazy hair. It looks like he's got a broccoli sprouting on his head.
That's exactly it.
Black broccoli. Broccoli.
And so he made a big, not... He had a big album this year and had a lot of hits.
Yeah.
Again, he was popular in 2014, not as much in 2015. And finally, Donald Trump.
Wait, this is the death of a celebrity?
No, the rise.
Oh, okay. Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Everybody hates him now because he says terrible things about everything.
All right, let's keep that off to the side.
Sorry, is this not a political podcast?
My vote's on Miles Teller.
Sure. I'm going to defer to your better judgment on this.
Yeah, he had Whiplash this year, and that was big.
What is Whiplash?
It's a great drumming movie.
Drumming?
It's about drumming, yeah. And how people push people to success. It's great. I've seen it twice. But Miles Teller's in that, he was fantastic. And then he was very popular in that, and then he got the role as Mr. Fantastic, and he was...
Fantastic!
It was a very bad movie.
Oh, okay.
It was a very bad movie. Haven't seen it.
But you've
not going to.
Oh,
although I might, because Kate Mara's in it, and she's a big heartthrob for me.
Well done, Miles Teller. You are the biggest rise of actor on our podcast.
Good on ya.
So
you. Finally, the fall of a celebrity. These might have to get a couple...
Donald Trump.
Is on there, yes.
Oh, he's on both.
He's on both.
That's funny. I'm sorry. I said that too fast.
Brian Williams. How dare I bring up Brian Williams?
Oh, yeah.
No, this is actually Brian Williams. That's really funny.
Oh, wait, the other one was Ryan Williams.
Yeah.
This is someone else totally different. Wow, I just... Nice. Okay. I was almost with you. Sorry, go on.
What's...
His name is Robin Williams.
Thank you.
He's an actor.
Woo! Really? Okay, this is Brian Williams. He was known at the beginning of the year as a big liar. He's a news anchor, and he told a story about how he was on... he was in... Afghanistan, Iraq, not sure quite where. And he was in a Black Hawk helicopter, and then it got shot down, and it went down. And he, like, pulled the pilot was unconscious, and he, like, pulled the pilot out, and they had to, like, run away for a bit, and then he got to safety, and like, that was his exciting story. Didn't happen.
It wasn't true at all?
It wasn't true at all. He was not even near it.
You know what this is?
People who were there just came out and just said, he wasn't there at all. And he just goes, well,
I dreamed it one time. I wish it was my fantasy.
I thought I was there.
You know that guy from Fox News who's very, 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 whatever, right wing, left wing, one of the two?
I don't know. Is he like pro-change or like a Nazi?
He yells at people, he brings them on his show, and then he yells at them.
So he's a Nazi?
I mean, I think he's very against
Dr.
it.
Phil.
He's very American. He's tall. I think he was in the Vietnam War. No, maybe he wasn't. I think that's what it is.
Oh. Always wears glasses, big, long, dark hair.
No. He's like a political guy. He talks about politics.
All right, don't know him.
All right, anyways. He totally like...
Anderson.
Made this up.
Anderson Cooper. No.
I'm like watching myself right now. Except for I also don't know anything about his name. But yeah, he like totally made it up. He's like, oh, I was at this crazy protest in this third world country and like I saved someone. And they're like,
Didn't happen.
You weren't even there.
Yeah, so Brian Williams, the year on there. I thought that was a little bit earlier in 2015. Looked it up. Apparently not. I might be wrong. Next is... I only have four here. Martin Shkreli.
I don't even know who that is.
Shkrili.
Cool.
He's just kind of like this little douchebag that bought this company that supplies pills for a parasitic infection...
Mm-hmm.
That really dulls it down, and he boosted the price from $13.50 per pill to $750 per pill.
Martin,
overnight.
How do you think you're going to get away with this?
He's such a dick. No one can pay for that, Martin. He's just like, this will get them. They have to buy it, or else they'll die.
Wow. And then he like got lost. He got like sued, right?
Yeah, I think someone sued him, then bought him out, then put the price back down, and then sued him again. He's
in jail,
he's a goner.
Kicked in the face.
He's a goner.
Good.
I mean, he wasn't even popular beforehand.
What a dumbo.
Then we have Bill Cosby.
See, like, I know that name, and everybody knows that name. The Bill Cosby.
Wow! Wow!
Yeah, that's what people say.
But zip zap, zoobity bop!
Never heard him say that.
He wears fun sweaters.
Yeah.
I mean, part of the Cosby Show where he plays with kids.
Right? But I just don't know. I always heard about it. What did he do?
He had a couple allegations against him in the past couple years, but like,
creepy.
Yeah, being like creepy with women.
Yeah.
And like, not necessarily raping them, but like touching them and stuff like that. And then like 25 girls came out this year and just said, yeah, he like drugged me. It was bad. It's bad. He's going to jail. All right, Bill Cosby's on there. And then Donald Trump.
Yeah, that deserves to
be. It just depends where you're at with Donald Trump. Spencer Lapp said that where he is playing hockey at, somewhere in like Midland, U.S., he says that everyone's just pro Trump there.
Oh my God.
And he just like really just has to hold his tongue.
It's just so embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
The guy wants to build a wall between the United States and Mexico.
Look, okay.
To keep out.
It worked for the Chinese to keep.
Dirty. Oh my God.
It worked for the Chinese to keep out the Mongolians, so.
That did not work. I mean, I think it's a historical fact that did not work.
What, did they, like, break through one part of it, and then China's like, oh, well, shit, we now have, like, all of our army scattered across everywhere in China.
Freaking went around it. No, I don't know about that. I think you're right. I think that's what happened.
I know I'm right. My vote's on...
There's a movie about it. Mongol.
I really want to give it to Martin. Shkreli.
That's a pretty jerk move.
But Bill Cosby's a baddie.
Yeah, it's also a jerk move.
I want to split it. Can you
split
it for me? Because, like, we can give out big douchebag awards.
Can they all win?
No.
Okay.
We'll give it to Martin and Bill. They tie it equally for equally douchey things. Just...
Unless Trump becomes president. And then he's just bound to do something terrible within the first week.
Yeah.
And people are like, wow, this is a terrible idea.
You see, the thing about that is that all the people that would usually get mad and assassinate presidents would be on his side. Can you move forward towards the mic, please?
Like, how's this?
Too close.
Oh, right here?
Because you get so emotional that you're going to peek it out.
Ooh, yeah. My crazy voice.
Anyway, that's my funny Trump joke. next is the best news story. This one's a little bit bland. Not in that it wasn't serious, just in that it's not funny. The Paris attacks?
Yeah.
The German airline suicide?
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. There was like a German airliner, and it was flying across like some mountains and stuff like that. One of the pilots went to the bathroom. The other guy just locked the door and just plummeted it.
Yikes.
The scariest part of that is that they have the recording from the black box of like what happened, and he just says nothing. All you can hear is him breathing and then just nothing.
The whole time.
You hear people like banging on the door and like hitting it with carts and stuff like that. He's just breathing heavily. next is the Syrian refugees. Next is the USA legalizing gay marriage. Good on them.
Nice job, Supreme Court.
The death of Cecil the Lion.
I didn't hear about that.
There's like this rich dentist in the U.S. that went and killed like this prized lion that was in this protected area. He just went and shot it for game.
Oh, boy.
And Saudi Arabians are now everyone's allowed to vote. Women are allowed to vote in Saudi Arabia.
Really?
Yep.
That wins. I forgot the other things.
Yeah. Fun fact.
Well, that's a nice story.
Fun fact about that one. There's only one country left in the world where women are not allowed to vote.
Wow. Which one?
Let
me guess.
I'm going to give you a couple things. It's very small. It's European. It non-English speaking.
From the Balkans.
They're very religious. And it is very small.
Somewhere in the Balkans?
Maybe?
I don't really know where that area is. I just refer to it as east of Greece, I think. In between... No.
It's the Vatican City.
Really?
Only place that's not allowed women to vote.
Really?
Even with Pope Francis in there, he can't sway that.
That's awful. That's so bad. Really?
It's pretty good that they're the only country, though.
I mean, how many people live there?
Like 600? Or like 2,000. One of the two. They're both jumping in my
head. Those women need to... those men. Those people Oh, God.
I would say the Paris attack. It was very moving for, like, a lot of people, you know?
That was a big story, yeah. But I think...
Syrian refugees.
And also
is a
there
big
was
one.
That big thing about, like, I mean, this is going on every day, which was also a big part of the story, you know?
The Syrian people. Refugees?
Like, the same day or the day before, like, the same terrorist group attacked, like, in the same week, five other places. And
ISIS soldiers?
Yeah, and, like, thousands more people died and, like... I don't know, just like the media and awareness about certain things.
Yeah, it's bad. My vote's on Paris.
That's a sad story, though.
What do you want to give it to? Goddamn...
Voting for women.
Fine, we'll give it to that.
The only happy one. But, like, I mean, I don't want to sway that.
Also, U.S. gay marriage legalization.
Oh, yeah, that's good, too.
Good on them. I hear the Texans are very happy about it.
Do you know that, like, you know, like, no shoes, no shirt, no service?
Mm-hmm.
There's literally signs in Texas that say, like... No gays.
Oh.
In our restaurant.
How do they even prove that?
Right?
Like, hey,
I think about that too sometimes.
Look, he's having intercourse with that other man. Get out of here.
Yeah.
That's pretty rough, though.
Yes, you just have to stop holding hands.
Finally, we have best Bad. Movie. Now, this is basically going to be me.
My opinion is not educated.
Because I have seen three out of the five.
Oh.
One of them just came out. The other one I'm planning to watch very soon. Both of them I'm planning to watch very soon. Star Wars. Force Awakens. Mad Max, Fury Road.
I saw that.
The Martian.
Didn't see that.
Did we watch Mad Max together?
No, I watched it at home.
Did you watch it here with me?
No.
Were you here with me in my presence when we watched it together?
No.
Who are you with?
Myself.
And?
Myself. So sad. Why'd you have to make me sad?
Next we have The Revenant.
My dog was there.
Next we have The Revenant.
Is that out?
Yeah.
I thought you were just looking at spoilers or something on Facebook.
Nope. I have a friend that might be one of the background actors.
Speculated to be.
And finally, Sicario.
Why don't you just ask him? Sicario? What's
He's not that?
That
good a friend. I just heard that it's very, very good, so I wanted to put it on it in case it makes anyone happy. I plan to watch it very soon, because it has another one of my big heartthrobs, Emily Blunt, in there.
I think I know who that is.
Who is she?
Machine Mission Impossible?
Shut up, computer!
God darn it.
Was she in Mission Impossible?
Gosh.
Which one?
The new one.
No.
Is she married to Jim from The Office?
No. Jim's married to the girl from She's a 10, I'm pretty sure.
That's a pretty...
Wait, maybe she
nice.
Is.
Good for him. Is she a 10?
Yes.
Nice. There you go, Jim. Sorry about Pam. It sucks. How are your kids?
It's no,
real life.
No, maybe he is married to her.
I don't know.
Somebody quickly Google it, because that's like really...
so you...
Okay, which one's your vote?
Wait. Oh, for movies.
It's John Krasinski, right?
Sir, just say Jim from The Office.
It's John Krasinski. It's John Krasinski, okay? It's about Emily That's Blunt. Nice. Emily Blunt.
Ah!
Good on you. Oh. Woo! Damn, she's married.
Darn it. Darn okay. Jim. Your smile.
What's your vote on?
Jim.
You've only seen one of them. You've only seen one of the movies. Which one do you vote on?
Oh, should I vote? It was okay.
Mad Max?
I bet you there's better movies.
Mad Max was so good. I watched it twice.
I like
watched
the part
it again.
At the end with the water. Or that part of the middle, too. It was all about water.
Which part about water?
They were all about water.
They're in a desert.
The whole movie was about
like
water.
Like when they let the water out?
They had water in the truck the whole time.
They had oil. They had both. They had water, yes.
Was it water or oil?
They had water.
I don't actually remember.
Are you talking about the part where it's literally the women spraying themselves down with water? Is that the part that you like, Wyatt? So there's literally
that.
The part where they have the hose, like, hosing themselves down.
What a waste.
Well, they have a lot of water.
Yeah, but, like, not a lot of people have a lot of water.
It looked really good, though. Yeah, that's definitely my
that's
vote.
That's actually so bad. What idiots.
That's definitely my vote. On,
really?
On Mad Max, yeah.
I vote for Sicario. Does it sound educated? I don't know what the movie's about. Maybe I shouldn't do this.
It's about, like, fighting the Mexican cartel.
Okay, maybe you don't vote for that.
No, it was really good.
Sounds racist.
Not the best picture, though.
What was best picture?
My vote's on Mad Max.
What was best picture?
It hasn't been announced yet.
What? Why not?
Because it hasn't
been announced. It's 2016.
Because it... No, it just got announced.
What was it?
No, about the nominees.
Oh, who are the nominees?
You
don't know this?
I can tell you that I can tell you that Leonardo DiCaprio was nominated for Best Actor in The Revenant. So
what?
Again this year?
He's not gonna get it. I know that joke.
What is it? The Golden Globes? No. It's the Oscars. Oscar
something like that.
Nominations
like
2016.
The Jubilees? Or is that
Canada? We don't have to go on anymore here, Wyatt. I know you're real trying hard.
What? I was actually enjoying myself.
Got anything to send us off with?
You all smell. Bye. You just cut it there?
No.
Dang it.